You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 18 to 20. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea. For they were fishers. And he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. It is important that we continuously remind ourselves how men are made. Jesus said to them, He said, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. But I want you to look at it beyond the issue of fishing. That what Jesus was essentially saying to them is that what God has called you to be, you cannot be that thing except you follow me. So many people are always asking, how do I know the purpose of God for my life? It's a very simple process. Follow Jesus Christ. Your purpose is not something that is hung somewhere that you will just go and bring it down. Your purpose is a product of your relationship with Jesus. Your purpose will come as you fellowship and relate with Jesus. It's like a woman who has refused to have sex with her husband, but then she's asking everybody, how can I have a baby? Please, I want to know how they have babies. How can I have a baby? I want to have a baby. She can't have a baby until she has a relationship with her husband. In the same way, everything that God wants to do with your life, the process of becoming it, of realizing it, of walking into it, is by following Jesus. People say all kinds of complicated things when it comes to people going into their purpose, but it's very simple for us. It is simply following Jesus. And he said with assurance, and I will make you. Jesus is able to make you everything God wants you to be. That means that you must be in the hand of Jesus. You must be in the makings of Jesus. He must be making you. It is only Jesus that can make you. But for Jesus to make you, you must follow him. You must follow him. Look at their response. The Bible says, and they straightway left their net and followed him. They left anything that could hinder them from following Jesus Christ. So my dear brothers and sisters, you must remind yourself, you must keep it in mind that God is able to do everything he wants to do with your life, but the process is by following Jesus. You can never become anything in this life that will align with the purpose of God for your life apart from following Jesus Christ. No other method will work. No other style will work. No other principle will work. There is only one way. It is by following Jesus. And you can be reassured that by following Jesus, you will be what God intends you to be. God had called Peter in eternity past to be an apostle, but he could not be. He was fishing. He was probably doing well fishing, but he could not enter into the purpose of God. For him to enter into the purpose of God, Jesus had to show up and help him. That the pathway to becoming anything in the hand of God is by following Jesus. The scripture says we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Until you are created in Christ Jesus, you are not useful to God. Only a man that is created in Christ Jesus can truly be used of God. So keep it in mind and know it, that by following Jesus, you will be everything. So what you need to focus on is following Jesus. You must make that the priority of your life. You must give all the attention of your life to that. Because I want to tell you, no matter what you achieve in this life, at the end of the day, when breath is going out of you, the only thing that will matter is how far you had followed Jesus. May you receive understanding in Jesus' name. Our phone number is +234-818-615-7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.